Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Marketing Main Street owner and Stewart Chamber of Commerce member, Nate Westry. Nate, what are some things coming up that the Chamber kind of has on the docket?
So lots of events always going on, especially as we get close to the holidays. One of the first things coming up is November 17th next week. Ladies Night is happening downtown. You've got some of the retail businesses will be staying open. Some of the restaurants will have some specials. It's a chance for some of the ladies to get out and take advantage of some extra shopping time and get some deals for the holidays.
And then kind of the next week, if I remember right, Saturday is Small Business Saturday. Anything kind of planned that way for Stewart Chamber?
Yeah, so Stewart has always done a really good job of promoting Small Business Saturday. As a holiday, this started back in 2010. American Express was kind of one of the pushing forces behind that as a way to celebrate shopping local, shopping small, supporting your neighborhood communities, as opposed to Black Friday, where it's the big box stores and the corporate businesses, the Targets, the Walmarts, the Amazons, like that. So Small Business Saturday is an opportunity for all of us to go out and shop local and support our local businesses. You know, one of the stats that always amazes me is for every dollar spent locally, 67% of that, 67 cents stays local. And small businesses are really the backbone of all of our communities. You know, they're the ones sponsoring the Little League teams or donating to PTO or, any of the Boy Scouts and the fundraisers. It's always the small businesses that are the ones that step up and handle that. So Small Business Saturday really is just a chance to go out and collectively shop local and support our area small businesses.
And for kind of both of those events, there are some new businesses in Stewart.
Yeah, so Stewart really has seen some fantastic growth. There's a lot of excitement in downtown. We've got some new retail shops, a home goods store. Reagan and Doa Deer is kind of become a cornerstone of a lot of this activity. Katie's, Stewart Flowers and Gifts brings a lot of people to town. They're doing a great job. The Cup on 2nd, the coffee shop, the Scoop, the ice cream pizza place. A lot of these new businesses are really flourishing and bringing a lot of traffic to Stewart. And then helping to showcase some of the other businesses that we have in town that maybe don't get the publicity or the walk-in traffic that you might see for a retail shop.
And you named quite a few of them there. I know 4J Farms did come in. They've got a new shop there as well here on Division Street.
Yeah, 4J Farms is doing a great job of bringing in and giving space to some other maybe non-traditional businesses that don't typically have a storefront or a retail space. They've got space for some craft shops. Some independent retailers. And I think it's just another great addition to the community of Stewart.
Something else that kind of I remember came up in the chamber meeting was a vendor fair. Didn't 4J Farms offer some of the space that they had for the vendor fair to take place there?
Yeah, so the vendor fair will be part of, actually both Ladies Night and Small Business Saturday. So anybody who sells their handmade goods, crafts, cups, t-shirts, trinkets, there will be space at 4J Farms for both Ladies Night and Small Business Saturday if you'd like to set up and sell some of your goods.
And then kind of getting into the start of December, there will be December 10th some carriage rides starting over at the Pocket Park, if I remember right.
Yeah, so December 10th, as we get closer to the holidays, Christy at the Stewart Herald and the Lions Club has done a great job of organizing this event. We'll have expanded carriage rides. A private donor helped sponsor some of that. So we have, I think, 3 hours of horse carriage rides. There will be a kid shop free event. There's a soup supper. Lots of activities going on with that. And you can definitely check out the Stewart Herald for more info on the Christmas celebration in Stewart on December 10th.
And one of the things Christy had kind of mentioned that I remember is that she had talked with Sadie at the Scoop, and they're going to work out a thing to have pizzas at the Congregational Church so that people can sign up for a time frame to go on that carriage ride, be able to go out there, enjoy everything. But they can also come in, they can wait at the church to have something to eat while they wait, stay warm.
Yeah, I think last year was a little bit of an issue with the weather where it was really, really cold. And so they made some changes to the event this year where you can use the church as a kind of a waiting point. And they'll have some activities and some food and games to take part in while you wait.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcasts tab.